Chapter 2. When Dr. Gerard arrived, Colonel Carberry introduced him to Hercule Poirot.
"Tell Monsieur Poirot the facts," the Colonel said to the doctor. "He's very interested."
"I am always interested in crime," admitted Poirot, as the three men sat down with a drink.
"Well," said Dr. Gerard, "I'll tell you my story, and you can see what you think."
He told Poirot everything that had happened before and after his arrival at Petra, and then described his return to the camp on the afternoon of Mrs. Boynton's death.
"I was very ill with malaria," Dr. Gerard continued. "When I got to my tent, I couldn't find my medicine bag for a while. It wasn't where I left it. When I did find it, I opened the bag, but I couldn't find my syringe. I was going to inject myself with quinine. I looked for the syringe for a while, but finally drank the quinine instead and lay down on my bed."
Dr. Gerard paused.
"Mrs. Boynton had been sitting in the same place and hadn't moved all afternoon," he continued. "We didn't know she was dead until 6:30, when one of the servants went to tell her that dinner was ready. Miss Sarah King, who is a qualified doctor, looked at the body and decided that Mrs. Boynton had been dead for some time."
"How long exactly had Mrs. Boynton been dead?" asked Poirot.
"Miss King didn't think that was important," said Dr. Gerard.
"But when was she last seen alive?" said Poirot.
Colonel Carberry read from an official-looking document.
"Lady Westholm and Miss Pierce spoke to Mrs. Boynton shortly after 4 o'clock," he said. "Lennox Boynton spoke to his mother about 4:30, and his wife Nadine talked to her about 5 minutes later. Carol Boynton also spoke to her mother, but doesn't know when. We think it was about 5:10. Jefferson Cope, an American friend of the family, returned to the camp with Lady Westholm and Miss Pierce and saw that Mrs. Boynton was asleep. He did not speak to her. That was about 5:40. It seems that Raymond Boynton, the younger son, was the last person to see his mother alive. He returned from a walk and spoke to her at about 6:10.
"Did anyone go near Mrs. Boynton after her son Raymond?" asked Poirot.
"I don't think so. From 6 o'clock, servants were busy and people were going to and from their tents. No one saw anyone approach the old lady."
"So Raymond Boynton was the last person to see his mother alive," said Poirot.
Dr. Gerard and Colonel Carberry looked at each other.
"But there's a problem," said Dr. Gerard. "Miss King said that Mrs. Boynton had been dead for some time. But when I told her that Raymond had spoken to his mother just before 6, she said that was impossible. Mrs. Boynton was already dead by then."
"That is very curious," said Poirot. "What does Raymond Boynton say about that?"
"He swears that his mother was alive," said Colonel Carberry. "Raymond said something like, 'I'm back. I hope you had a nice afternoon.' He says that his mother answered, 'Quite all right,' and he went on to his tent."
"Curious," said Poirot again, with a frown. "And when did you see the body, Dr. Gerard?"
"Not until 9 o'clock the next morning," replied the doctor. "By then it was impossible to say how long Mrs. Boynton had been dead. All I can say is that she had been dead for at least 12 hours, but not dead more than 18 hours, and that doesn't help."
"Go on, Dr. Gerard," said Colonel Carberry. "Tell Poirot everything else."
"When I got up in the morning," said Dr. Gerard, "I found my syringe behind some bottles on my table."
He leaned forward.
"Perhaps I was too ill to see it the day before. I was shaking and had a fever. But I'm sure the syringe was not there the day before. And there was a mark on Mrs. Boynton's wrist that could have been made by a syringe. Carol Boynton says the mark was made by a pin."
"Ah," said Poirot. "Please continue."
"And finally," said Dr. Gerard, "when I looked in my medicine bag, I saw that some of my drug digitalin was missing, and injecting someone with a large dose of digitalin causes death by stopping the heart."
"Mrs. Boynton already had a bad heart, I believe," said Poirot.
"Yes, she did," replied Dr. Gerard. "In fact, she was taking a medicine containing digitalin. If she took too much medicine over time, she may have died of digitalin poisoning, but a medical examination would not show it."
Colonel Carberry looked at Poirot.
"So what's your expert opinion?" he asked. "Was it murder or not?"
"Wait," said Poirot. "I too have some evidence."
He smiled at their look of surprise.
"At the window of my hotel room in Jerusalem, I heard a voice which said, 'Don't you agree that she's got to be killed?' At the time, I did not think these words were about a real murder. But now, I am not so sure."
Poirot paused.
"And I believe I know who spoke those words," he said. "It was a young man I later saw in the hotel. Raymond Boynton."